Should a pastor continue in ministry if one of his sons, arriving at a mature age, proves to be an unbeliever? Well, as you know, that hits close to home. And so maybe the best thing I can do is tell the way the elders at Bethlehem manage this, because that's me. When that happened, I went to the elders and I said to them, here's the situation, and I think my son needs to be pursued by the elders as far as he can, and needs to be excommunicated if he doesn't respond. He's 19 years old. And so for, I forget how many months they did this, maybe 6 months or so. And I said, and I'm willing to step back and go on a leave of absence or resign or whatever you think appropriate in this situation. And they never faced this before with any theological thoroughness. And so for those months, they were pursuing him, talking with him. He was working for one of the elders at the time, and they had some conversations. And that we were studying the issue. Because it says in Titus 1, 5, and 6 that the children of elders should be pista. Techna is the neuter word for children, and pista agrees with it, and so it's faithful children. Now, if you just absolutize that, they must be believers, then not only would I have had to resign, but every pastor would have to resign till his children become believers. You can't have children. I mean, I'm giving you one of the arguments against it. Children become believers. They're not born believers. Unless you have a very unusual view of baptism as an infant baptism baptizer. So you can't be a pastor until they become believers. Say nobody with children under six maybe should be a pastor, and then if they profess faith and then leave, then you have to leave. Well, the elders studied that through and they wrote a paper. I think we would make it available if people wanted it, just a two-page thing, and said no, you shouldn't resign for these reasons of an adult child, and so they let me press on, but we did follow through with the discipline, and God was merciful to, I think, use that letting go to awaken and restore, and I'm thankful for it. So I don't think the point of those stipulations in 1 Timothy and Titus is to do quick resignations of pastors, but to discern whether a man has a maturity and a giftedness to lead a well-ordered family. That's what it's for. How can you manage the flock if you can't manage your household? And good management doesn't mean perfect outcome. It didn't for God, and it doesn't for us.